I had just finished swimming in the sea, but when I came ashore, I found that my husband had secretly taken off his pants. He took off his belt, tied it into a loop, and climbed up a coconut tree like a monkey. I wondered what he was doing, so I followed him along the path. But when I arrived, I heard him having a secret affair with my best friend. I was so furious that I gritted my teeth, wanting to shake the coconut tree and make him fall to his death. But then I thought better to see how he would react first. Oh, I pretended to call out to him. My husband's face immediately changed. He hurriedly hit his cell phone and turned his head towards me. When he saw me smiling, he thought his secret hadn't been exposed. So he made up an excuse that he was just enjoying the view. Hearing such a perfunctory answer, I not only pretended not to be angry, but even nodded in agreement because I already had a plan to get back at him. At night, I lit a campfire. When my husband fell asleep on my beautiful legs, I began the next step of my plan. I looked at his locked phone, then at the speedboat not far away, and made a ruthless decision. The next morning, Jack was awakened by the waves. Before he could figure out what was going on, I strolled over from the beach and gave him bad news. The speedboat and his phone had been washed away by the waves last night. I pretended to reassure him, saying not to worry if his island wasn't too remote, and maybe someone would come to rescue us soon. A husband looked a little suspicious, but he had no proof to expose me directly. After that, he sat on the beach pretending to enjoy the view. Seeing that he seemed unhappy, I pretended I was going to pick some fruit for him. Once I entered the forest, I quietly headed for a reef cave. The yacht and his phone were both hidden here. This was all part of my plan. Wanted to trap my husband on this deserted island forever, so he could never leave me. By evening, my husband and I were leisurely drinking red wine on the beach. As then, he suddenly noticed that the speedboat key was hanging around my neck. I was so careless. Luckily, Jack just turned his head calmly, and I had no idea what he was thinking. But the thing I feared most still happened. The next morning, while I was still asleep, my husband quietly sat up. I woke up in the middle of my dream. Seeing this, he quickly explained that he was just going to the bathroom. I felt something was wrong, and sure enough, when I touched my chest, the key was gone. Hurried to get up and chase him, but my feet were chained by him with an